His topic is standardization on solar tracking system in parabolic trough CSP. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. It's already been late, and you must be very tired. So again, I want to thank you for your attention. Our company is a fairly small company, but we also hope to be part of this important sector because we believe SMEs will contribute more to innovations. We have our own strengths. So I would like to take the following minutes to give you a vivid description of our company. I will play a video clip. This is a very simple simulation parabolic trough CSP. Well, it's a simulated power plant. It's not a real one. And later we will see the application of our technology. CSPs of this kind will play a dominant role, so we have been focused on the troughs. The sun rises in the east, and controlled by the tracking system, the system tracks the movement of the sun from the east to the west. Well, affected by extreme weather conditions, we have safeguard, we have protection measures based on the weather forecast. So when extreme weather conditions happen, early warning signals are activated, and then protection system is activated. The rationale is very basic, it's very simple. I think it's familiar to you. I don't want to go into detail of its rationale. A minor system is critical. It's called the tracking system. It plays a critical role in the entire facility. This is the tracking system. In the world, most tracking systems are based on hydraulic systems. Hydraulic pressure systems, just like this, and we have steel racks, we have steel components here, and we have a very mature system, software system. When you type in your geographical location, your altitude, your latitude, humidity, and so on, the entire system can generate automatically a optimized configuration. And weather conditions including sand, climatic conditions and natural conditions including sand, wind, snow, and rain. Well, these natural factors are all included in the software system. Well, a very short video clip. Currently, our company is focused on the development of tracking systems. Well, today I just want to give you some standards concerning tracking systems, because here we have issues concerning cost control, technologies, and configuration, and cost analysis. TF100 and TF150, TF100 target 100 meters, and TF150 targets 150 meters. Well, it's easy for us to analyze the cost based on our system. And the tracking system, cost of the tracking system occupies a larger percentage in China because the total cost, the cost of the tracking system is about 5% in China, and with mass production increasing, I think the percentage will be decreased. The reflection mirrors and the heat concentrators are standardized. However, we do not have an established standard for the tracking system, so we hope to have one. Therefore, all the parameters can be preset. Therefore, your job, your program development can be much easier. Well, the rationale is very simple. Based on the CAN bus, the driving systems, hydraulic stations, and the cylinders and the control units, these important elements are connected. And this is a work failure scenario. Many people say, if your system fails, what should we do? Well, we have several coping tactics. Number one, we need to identify which part fails. So in response to different types of failures, we have developed different solutions. For example, if number three fails in the loop, for example, if there are six, 100 and 4, 150, and the rest will continue to be connected. And if number two, if the connection is fails, in scenario two, warning signals are sent. And if the communication fails, the location of the failure is generated, is delivered to you, so it's easy for you to identify the problem. Well, these are two scenarios. And this is the rationale of the control. Well, some people say 15 seconds or 20 seconds. Well, as we know, the angle of the sun varies in winter and in summer, so you cannot say it is absolutely 20 seconds or 15 seconds. So we need to know that for example, if the light concentrator tracking interval is 5 seconds, and the varying angle is 0.02 degrees. So when the interval is, when the tracking time is enlarged from 5 seconds to 20 seconds, and as you can see from the slide, you need to do adjustment to have the optimized performance. Well, this is the standardization concerning ET100 and TF100. The preset is 12, two loops. and it's connected to DCS. And one loop is no problem. TF150. We have different field control, component control, and region control. And the four troughs form a loop. So 8 controls and 2 loops, and they are connected to DCS. So no matter you have 4, 8 or 12, our preset configuration is 8. In our tracking system, we have a control system, we have a driving system, including cylinder and the force stations and the coding devices, the oil cylinders, for example, the shaft is very suitable for outdoor applications. And this type of design doesn't require valve modules, and it's welded, so it's much easier for to maintain. And the control, the entire control systems are connected. In the troubleshooting process, we found that this installation may take 3 to 5 hours. For example, if your facility is very large, that will require a lot of work. So in response to these challenges, we have devised a plug-in application. So the efficiency is dramatically improved. So these are the standardized parameters. And the tracking accuracy is about 0.01 degree, and the communication is CAN-bus 2.0, and the angle coding CAN-bus 2.0, and the valve control is 24DC 2.0A. The problem is that in the process of installation, if the system is based on 220, severe accidents may happen, so we use 24DC. These are all the parameters. Let's say the engine, for example, it's 0.37 kW. Among all the engines, we have realized the lowest power, and the engines of this type are being used in Beijing. And this is TF150, and the power of the engine is about 0.55 kW. So this is the power consumption, and energy consumption is another important parameter. And we can control it about 80, because we have a transformer of about 380. So 0.37, 0.55. And the CAN bus is the most reliable one. I think two are enough. We have developed the third generation connection systems. It's a kind of a plug-in system, and the installation cost can be reduced by 70%. Because it's easy to install, the control system can be pre-built, the modules can be pre-built, and you just install it on site.
So it's very easy to install, and the emergencies you could control by manual. We don't provide such kind of products, but we could custom make the communications from device from GDS to the site. You need to get high specification cable. Otherwise, after 1 year of operation, you might find a lot of problems, very low reliability. So if you are willing, we could recommend certain brands for you, and we have the portable test devices. You connect to our control units, you could get all the parameters. So once you are out of the control room, you could still see the parameters. This is a simple summary. System need to be standardized so that the system could be more reliable, and it could be easy for upgrading. And we have a simplified, streamlined technology. It's not to say the more sophisticated, the better. We need to improve the reliability and to reduce the complexity, to reduce the cost. And the products need to be standardized. And that's how the reliability could be improved. The production maintenance cost could also be reduced. It could be configured for different devices with varying lengths. The tracking system also need to be standardized. It could also contribute to the standardization of the whole industrial chain. For example, the electronic components, valves, pumps. If we saw these components are non-standard, that is not the most beneficial for development of this industry. We need to design and agree upon the standards for different lengths, for different class. We could standardize the product. That concludes my presentation. If you have questions, you can ask me, and also address your questions to the other speakers. I would like to thank Mr. Zhu.